people, surprised, shocked. For example, I will take them to Mr. Jafari. We'll sit down and he's there to see how this class is, and the class is finished, we come out. He starts up, oh yeah, Mr. Jafari. Next time we ask Mr. Jafari about that fellow. He said, ah, that fellow who came with you, who is like this, who is doing this, I believe his parents should be like this, and his background is like... He knew everything about it. Why? Because he has the antenna and he will receive the vibration. Because, for example, you believe that you are quietly sitting down. No. You are talking inside yourself and you behave in a special way. He is different. Why? Because the sky is high. The point is to understand that if I don't see it, it doesn't mean it's not visible. The people with the real eye, that third eye that you see in Indian environment, that one will look at you and will know everything about you because everything is there, period. It's like, imagine a doctor in the rheumatoid. They take me to that doctor. What will he get? Now, one MRI will show everything in me. If you have that MRI, you will see everyone. That's a trick. And the people who don't know what MRI is, they don't get it, do they? No. You will say, oh, they will look inside you to see how you... Inside me? Means they cut me off? No. They know. This is what it is. There is a vision in here. And nobody could explain it. Because nobody knows how you get it. Suddenly it happens. Like you're walking in the street, suddenly you have a camera. You didn't have. Then that one takes the pictures. Looking at the people, you read the book of their existence. It's like that. Here, Rumi explains it in the first paragraph of Bewilderment. Don't forget, he said, yes, I know this is not explainable, but I have to explain it somehow, because if you don't understand the totality of some stuff, at least you could understand some parts of it. This was the Arab. And he said, okay, if you cannot drink the water, could you quit? No. They have to inject it to you because you need the water. You live with that. Yes.
Sir?
Yes.
There's a word which in the Nicholson translation is apprehension. What's the Farsi? How would you translate that?
Number of the line?
19.
18? 19.
19. Yeah. Okay. If thou wilt not communicate the mystery, refresh apprehensions with the Hasara. I would think that it's understanding.
Apprehension.
Exactly.
Is understanding a little bit even deeper than understanding, because understanding to us is fahm. When it goes to dark, means deeper level of understanding.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because apprehension has changed in its meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that you're concerned about.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah.
Okay.
The sky is low in relation to the Empyrean. Else, in respect of the earth mound, it is exceedingly high.
It is a very good example in the Rumi's time. He said, when I talk about the sky, you think it's high? When we talk about the universe, the sky is low, it's here. It's not that high. But to a silly fellow, it looks highest. Yes, because understanding the depth is the problem. The surface, everybody will see. superficial ideas is easy to have. When you want to go deeper, then you're in trouble. Yes.
I will tell your description in order that they may take their way before they grieve at the loss of that opportunity. You are the light of God and a mighty drawer of the soul to God. His creatures are in the darkness of vain imagination and opinion.
Aha! The first simple explanation. Okay, first here, if something means the good guy, okay? The king. This is how it's up beginning. Here you will say, ha, you know what? Your adjective should be explained here. We should talk about a lot about this because they have to get you. More they understand you, more they understand everything because look at you. Who are you? Who is the Samadhi? You tell me. Who is the Samadhi? The Samadhi, who is the most famous guy in here, we don't know anything about him. Yes?
He's a mirror.
The only thing we know is yearning. And that's enough. That's enough. That's the point that he is yearning. So he has a very deep meaning. So I have to talk about this meaning for the rest of you to pick up a little bit. Because when something is explained, you pick up a little bit. Not all the explanation, but a little bit it takes. I go for that change. Because they need you. They need to understand you to become a better fellow. So you are the tool somehow here, but not your physical existence. The meaning of you is the tool here. The meaning of a lover is important, not how tall he is or how rich he is. Yes?
Reverence is the necessary condition for this goodly light to bestow a salve on those sightless ones.
This is it. Is that you are the light of Haq. And the other people, they are the silly people with illusions and stuff like that. They need to know you. I will explain you to them to understand, to go towards the light. Yes?
The ready, sharp-eared man gains the light. He who is not in love with darkness, like a mouse. The weak-eyed ones that go about at night, how shall they make circuit round the cresser of the faith?
Yeah, this is why that birdie we don't like, because it's the bird of the night. Mm-hmm. Say, no, be the bird of the day. We should appreciate the light, because light to us is the really knowledge. Yes?
Difficult, subtle points of disputation are the chain of the nature that has become dark to the religion, to the deen, I guess it is. So long as he checks out the warp and woof of cleverness, he cannot open his eyes to the sun. He does not lift up branches like a date palm. He has bored holes in the earth after the fashion of mice. This humankind have four heart-oppressing qualities. These four have become the gibbet of reason.
Okay. It couldn't be more complete, more better explained and perfect. He started with what? That you, Hasanuddin, you are here, and everybody should try to understand the meaning of this fellow, which is looking for Haq, nothing else. That's what he's looking for. Therefore, wherever he is, he's close to that and he's appreciated. And we have to explain this. So, you the people who are studied with the book 5, your duty is to understand the Hisam-ed-Din, especially the meaning of Hisam-ed-Din, because that will teach you what to do. Okay. The last verse is the important one. Yeah. Ah, there are 4 adjectives of the human being which are the main nail which fixed your intelligence. Means what? You didn't get it, did you? They will say, you know what? You want to understand the bewilderment? Okay, first, sir, sorry, I cannot explain it like ABCD. There is no mathematical formula, I will teach you mathematics. This is something which is beyond the understanding. That's what bewilderment is about. It's beyond the understanding. But, because it's beyond the understanding, should we give up? Of course not. We'll try our best. I will try our best to explain this good fellow to the rest of you who are not that clever. The trick is simple. Your animal creature, your logical fellow, is working with what? There are 4 thinking systems which are the basic thinking system of the animal, I mean you. So, your first duty is to kill these 4 animals. Then we could talk. How about that? Isn't it simple? Very simple. Now, he will choose 4 different birds and he will count them. And one by one will say why this bird should die. And again, when I said die, you know, that it wouldn't die. You will just control it, put it aside. But you have to, because these 4 birds, they don't let your falcon to work to begin with. Means for bewilderment, you should get rid of the silly thought of knowledge, because over there you think you know. And we start with that illusion of knowing is the barrier for your knowledge and education. So you should get rid of that. You should get rid of all the basic animal thought, which are just like this. First is one thing and more is Greek. That's this little bird which is eating in the road, it's eating in the farm, it's eating in the water. No matter where it is, it's looking for it, it doesn't stop like that. So this is the first one. The second one is the one that wants to live forever. Doesn't understand that life is a short period of time and we'll hand it to each other. If human being wouldn't die, who would you be? Those human beings of 7 billion years ago, they will be here again. You're here because the last generation died and you will die for the next. This is how it was, this we is working. Tell this to your black birdie. Then I said, And then there is this silly bird with a beautiful fan as a tail, which is in love with show off. Look at me. seeming